Tight Lines with Sammy Lee.
During a Major League Baseball career that spanned over 20 years, my guest today has not only achieved worldwide fame and acclaim, he's also let his baseball career take him to some pretty good fishing holes. Hello, this is Sammy Lee. In just a moment, Wade Boggs will tell us about some of the places he's fished while traveling during his baseball career and some of the different fish he's caught. But first, this message. Here's a crazy idea: selling art on the radio. But if anyone can do it, Chris Armstrong can. For over 30 years, you've enjoyed his paintings and drawings in Bassmaster and Bass Times magazines. And now Chris Armstrong's art can be yours. I'm proud to say that I own Chris Armstrong's paintings, and you will be too when you see that lifelike trophy largemouth or monster smallmouth framed on your wall. Take a look at some of the beautiful art today. Just go to www.smackwaterstudio.com. Hey, and be sure to tell Chris Sammy sent you. While playing Major League Baseball was his livelihood, fishing was always a passion for Wade Boggs, as we've been finding out this week. During a baseball career that lasted over 20 years and saw Wade win batting titles, Most Valuable Player awards, a World Series ring with the New York Yankees, and induction into Baseball's Hall of Fame in 2005, I dare say that it was Wade's love of fishing that meant the most to him. A love that the sport of baseball allowed him to pursue during his travels around America, as he told me.
I've caught salmon in Lake Michigan. And caught salmon just under the Golden Gate Bridge with seals all around you, and bass fish in Kansas City, and had some guys that take us bass fishing every time we were in Kansas City. Never had the opportunity on off day in Arlington to go up to Lake Fork, which is about 2.5 hours away, but that was one of the things that we were going to try to do. And in Boston, we'd go out on the weekends for stripers in the Haba there. So I definitely kept up with the fishing throughout the course of moving around, and we would always try to find charters and get out as much as we could to fish.
And knowing Wade Boggs the way I do, that was a lot. I'll be back with more Tight Lines after this. Wade Boggs will continue his visit with me next time by telling me how and when he fell in love with bass fishing, a love that has found him buying a fishing camp in Central Florida. So I hope you'll join me for this program. I'm Sammy Lee, and until next time, Tight Lines.
Tight Lines, brought to you by UFP,
America's leading maker of brake systems for boat trailers.
Fishmate,
the ultimate fishing app for your smartphone.
And by U.S. farm-raised catfish,
the healthiest fish from pond to plate.
Follow Tight Lines on Twitter at www.twitter.com/Tight Lines Radio.